KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As it becomes Saturday across the nation, it is 30 years since the Oklahoma City bombing when a domestic terrorist bomb tore through a federal building. 168 people killed, 700 were injured.
For National Memorial and Museum visitor Jessie Adler, the bombing has been seared into her memory since she was 13.
The Oklahoma City bombing was my first "Where were you? What do you remember?" event.
Surrounded by the empty chairs of its victims, the state's capital is today recognizing the strength and resilience that emerged in the wake of a tragedy. Brad Gibson for CBS News, Oklahoma City.
Police are investigating the mother of the alleged shooter being held in the killing of two people and the injuring of six others at Florida State University. She is a former law enforcement officer, and police say her former service weapon was used in the shooting. Meanwhile, more details of what happened during the shooting are emerging now, as CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Go, 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 run!
Anne Marie Campbell was inside the school's student union when shots rang out. She started to run, but in the wrong direction.
As I was running, I look over and I see a guy holding a gun. At that point, I was like, oh, I'm within 10 feet of a person with a gun.
Campbell barricaded herself inside a nearby building. She hid in a closet with other students for 30 minutes until the police came.
There has been a major motorcycle crash in Fort Worth, Texas. We get more now from KTBT's Doug Dunbar.
At least 17 people we have confirmed are hurt. Fort Worth Fire telling us 15 motorcycles are involved in all of this. Several of them at one point or another were on fire.
At the Colosseum in Rome. The Stations of the Cross, which are observed every Good Friday as dusk falls over the Eternal City. This, as CBS's Chris Lipsay reports, a recovering Pope Francis has been out and about as Easter approaches.
Holy Thursday, he pops out of the Vatican and shows up at a prison and is mixing and mingling with about 70 prisoners there on Palm Sunday, 6 days ago. It was here in St. Peter's Square where Pope Francis showed up. Again, not scheduled to be here.
The reality of life in a tariff trade war is becoming clear now for some small business people. Brittany Dean owns a beauty salon in Dallas. She gets hair extensions from China, where a 125% U.S. tariff is on the table.
In a year, I buy about $30,000 of hair extensions, which means that that $30,000 will now cost me $67,000.
She says the costs are going up for foil and hair color as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win their third in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 win over the A's at AmFam Field. Caleb Durbin, called up from Nashville, made his major league debut with 2 hits on 4 at-bats, a run scored, and a big defensive play from his spot at third base. Game 2 of this series is tonight. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, back after just 1 month of treatments for a blood clot in his right leg. Lillard says the early warning signs were not easy to detect.
I mean, I was at dinner, and I could, you know, usually if I have a strain, I could feel it when I walk. You know, I know what that felt like because I was familiar with it. But this, I was at dinner and my leg just felt swollen. You know, it was like super tight. So I think that was the toughest part throughout this entire time was, you know, that first couple of days when I first started to feel it, it was obvious that it was there. You know, I didn't know it was a blood clot, but once I found out that's what it was, I knew what it was, you know, why it was so sore and swollen. And that was kind of what led me to go to the team in the first place because I was just like, this ain't normal, you know.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. It's 42 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival program director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. David Brooks is a columnist who I've been reading in the New York Times for, well, it seems like decades, probably maybe more than two decades. I'm not sure. He's been around for a long time, and he's a very, very smart man. He's also traditionally been a very conservative Republican and historically a bit of a neocon. I mean, you know, he supported George W. Bush's lies about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He's been a big supporter of Republicans forever. And, you know, the pieces that he writes that occasionally, I respect, that in fact I've even shared with my kids, tend to be the ones about morality or quality of life or friendships. I mean, you know, David Brooks is a thoughtful guy. He's an insightful, thoughtful guy, even for a conservative Republican. But yesterday, he went off the edge. And I have a feeling that Republican politicians around the country who follow David Brooks, and there have to be many of them, are thinking, okay, this is a leading indicator of bad times to come for the GOP. He wrote that the modern civilization is buttressed by seven pillars, right? So his founding premise in this article in the New York Times yesterday is that there are these seven, well, he calls them pillars, you know, seven dimensions to our nation, to our democracy, to our republic, that are all essential. And if you cripple or weaken or injure or damage any of them, you cripple, weaken, injure, damage the entire country, the entire democracy itself. And here's his list of his seven: constitutions to restrain power, international alliances to promote peace, legal systems to peacefully settle disputes, scientific institutions to cure disease, news outlets to advance public understanding, charitable organizations to ease suffering, and business organizations to build wealth and spread prosperity, and universities. I believe that's eight, not seven, but, oh, he said several pillars. I'm sorry, I misread that. Yeah, so there's these eight things. And then he goes on to say, and this is where it gets shocking, that Donald Trump is only interested in the acquisition of power, quote, for its own sake, and is now engaged in, quote, a multi-front assault to make the earth a playground for ruthless men. I would add ruthless straight white men, but, you know, we all get it, right? In fact, ruthless straight white Christian men. And he goes on to say that this is all part of a singular mission that Donald Trump is engaged in to basically undo civilization. I mean, here's what he—and he's calling for an uprising. He's saying, a conservative Republican columnist with the New York Times for decades, here's what he wrote. This is verbatim. It's time for a comprehensive national civic uprising. It's time for Americans in universities, law, businesses, nonprofits, and the scientific community, and civil servants, and beyond, to form one coordinated mass movement. Trump, he writes, is about power. The only way he's going to be stopped is if he's confronted by some movement that possesses rival power. And then he goes on to note that, you know, this is not something new. You know, there are some lessons from history that we can learn. He says peoples throughout history have done exactly this when confronted by an authoritarian assault. In their book, Why Civil Resistance Works, Erica Chenoweth and Maria J. Stephan looked at hundreds of nonviolent uprisings. These movements used many different tools at their disposal: lawsuits, mass strikes, rallies, work slowdowns, boycotts, and other forms of non-cooperation and resistance. And then he goes on to praise universities, which he was all over condemning the other day, you know, when it was universities protesting Netanyahu. He goes on to say that the civic uprising, quote, should have a short-term vision and a long-term vision. Short-term, stop Trump, foil his efforts, pile on the lawsuits, turn some of his followers against him. The second is a long-term vision of a fairer society that is not just hard on Trump, but hard on the causes of Trumpism, one that offers a positive vision. And then to completely blow everybody's mind, he closes his article with a quote from the Communist Manifesto by Marx and Engels back in 26? I think it was 26 that they wrote that, whatever. He writes, I'm not really a movement guy. I don't naturally march in demonstrations or attend rallies that I'm not covering as a journalist, but this is what America needs right now. Trump is shackling the greatest institutes in American life. And then he quotes Marx and Engels. He says, we have nothing to lose but our chains, which, as I recall, is how the Communist Manifesto ends. Now, I may be wrong. It's been at least 40 years since I read the Communist Manifesto. It's not that long. It's like 35 pages. when David Brooks is quoting Marx and Engels, you know something's going on inside the GOP. It's amazing, amazing stuff. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes weekend, whatever you'd like to talk about. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, you discombobulated me when you said that David Brooks is a very smart man.
Well, he is. That doesn't mean he's right. Okay, all right.
Anyway, our problem is we elected a clown that doesn't even know how to drive.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opinion that there are certain things that we do in life, like learning how to crawl before you walk actually helps you later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
If you skip some of those steps, you're just going to go bonkers from that point forward. Donald Trump doesn't know anything about anything. And as we observe what he is doing with tariffs, he lost jobs in his first term. He actually saw the stock market rise only because Powell, another corrupt individual, pumped in over $3 trillion into his stock market.
Yeah,
and that's
quantitative
the only
easing.
Reason why he's,
Yeah,
quantitative easing. That's the only reason why he saw the stock market go up. And since he got his second term, he's lost 5,000 of the 11,000 points that he gained the first time around. And that's what scared him the most. When he decided he was going to reverse those tariffs.
Yeah.
He was watching the stock market go down, and in a matter of weeks, he could have been at a point where his two terms had seen 0 points added.
You don't think it was the bond markets that scared him?
It was the stock market. Mm-hmm. If the bond market scared him, too, that might have been the icing on the cake. Some of the smart guys walked in there and trying to talk him out of doing the crazy crap.
Yeah.
And then they said, but... and then they pointed out the bond market, and right now it's at levels that it was at when Powell crashed Silicon Valley Bank, and so now he's gone bonkers again because now he wants to get rid of Powell, the guy who gave him a second term.
Yeah,
he wants to get rid of that guy, because he wants to reduce the Fed rate.
Yeah.
It has been my history of when I talk to Republicans who are businessmen, They always feel like if only they could get rid of the regulations, get the government off their back, then maybe they can make more money. Well, every time the Democrats are in the White House, they actually increase regulations, which is actually quality control, and those billionaires and millionaires actually make more money.
Yep.
And these and Republicans and your buddy David Brock, they don't realize that.
David Brooks.
I'm 71 years old, and I've been observing this, and these clowns still don't realize that.
Yeah.
And so we decided we would put somebody in the White House who doesn't know how to drive. We've seen Joe Biden drive trucks, cars. Yeah. We know he knows.
Well, Trump's had a chauffeur ever since he was a child. He doesn't need to know how to drive. And I can't imagine Donald Trump standing in line at the DMV. Can you?
Mental development was interrupted in Trump's brain when that happened.
Although somebody sent me an email saying that Trump actually had a driver's license a couple of years ago, that the New York Times looked it up. I don't know how he got it. Maybe they've got some special dispensation for rich guys so they don't have to stand in line. But
he probably just paid somebody to go in there and take the test for him.
Yeah, exactly. Like he did in college and apparently in high school as well. Larry, thank you. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate your call every week. I really do. It's in just a second or three. It'll be 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. Helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media. Picking up your calls right after this.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WXCO.FM/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. And in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
That Social Security's gotta go, but we see through that dog and pony show. Behind closed doors, the votes are cast by men who serve the ultra class. They won't face us in the light of day, but we're here and we've got something to say. Hands off our Social Security. This belongs to you and me. We paid in, we earned that right. We won't back down, we're gonna fight. Hands off our Social Security. No dog chainsaws on our tree. We won't let the system crash and burn. It's ours and now it's our turn. They're gutting offices, slashing staff, making folks wait while they sit
back
and laugh.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi there. This is a report from a Yakima Valley wine grower about the collapse of the National Weather Service.
Oh, yeah. I have bought your wine, Paul, and fine wine it is. If this is the same Paul I'm thinking it is, feel free to give us your website.
ParadisosDelSol.com.
There
Thank
you go.
You.
Yeah, Paradiso del Sol. I love your what do you call them, dessert wines in particular, but you've got some great wine.
Thank you.
So anyway, you. Back to the weather forecast or report.
Well, you know, this is spring in the Yakima Valley. I'm surrounded by apples, pears, peaches, cherries, and this is the time of year where we often do not sleep well at night because of the risk of frost. If the temperature goes down to 29 degrees or colder, we run the risk of losing a crop. So we all check the National Weather Service that in the past has been highly localized. It gives me a report for the specific region of my farm, and it's been pretty reliable. Now, if they say it's going to be down to 35 degrees, we trust that they might be wrong and it might go below freezing. But five times in the last week, they have predicted temperatures of 38 to 41 degrees for the low, and it's gone below freezing five times.
Wow.
And that is a huge, when they're off by 10 degrees or more, that means we can no longer count on them.
Is this, I didn't know that the cutbacks that that Musk is doing with the National Weather Service and NOAA had already bitten that deeply. Is that what it is?
I believe so. They've gotten rid of hundreds of people. The sending up of weather balloons, which is a really critical factor, is decreased dramatically. The people who fine-tune the weather, so the people who a few weeks ago were doing the work that made the weather forecast for within a mile or so of me at our elevation very precise, apparently most of those are gone. And so, it's just... Now it's
so our weather forecasting is going to hell now, and that's got to have an economic impact on you as the guy who owns a vineyard.
Well, it means now last year if they said it was going to be 41 degrees, I went to bed and didn't worry about it. Yeah. Now they say it's 41 degrees, I go out in the morning and no, it's below freezing. The frost bands are coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning. They don't come on until it goes below freezing. Frost is a really, really big thing around here. We spend millions and millions of dollars on trying to protect our vineyards and orchards from spring frost. And we are very dependent upon accurate weather forecasts. And now we go out and stick our finger up in the air and wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, might as well just subscribe to the Farmer's Almanac. So, Paul, have you talked with any of your colleagues, your neighbors who also own vineyards or orchards about this sort of thing? Is it possible to put together, like a class action lawsuit or some sort of big protest or something to I would, send news releases to CNN and MSNBC saying, we're being screwed here by this economically.
Well, I'm largely surrounded by large corporate outfits. So most of my immediate next door neighbor is owned by John Hancock Insurance. I'm not sure they're going to get on board with that. The reality is most of the orchard country in this area is in the hands of large corporate investment groups. But that's a good idea. I should talk to some of my, there are still a few independent, fairly small growers around. And we're all noticing that.
This is something that should be in the national news. It should get national attention. And I can't necessarily elevate that out of this show, but a few well-placed, personally done. You don't need to hire a PR person. Press releases might do it. Paul, I got to run, but thanks for the call.
ParadisoDelSol.com.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls and Anything Goes Weekend right after this.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
CBS News Brief. A Friday night tire blowout caused a major cascading crash of motorcycles in Fort Worth, Texas, as we hear from KTVT's Doug Dunbar.
Fort Worth Fire telling us 15 motorcycles are involved. This is an awful mess with at least 17 injured.
No life-threatening injuries. It is now Saturday in Oklahoma City, marking 30 years since a domestic terrorist bomb killed 168 people and injured 700. For Jesse Adler, it's been a major memory since she was 13.
They always talk about it. Everybody has one, whether it was Elvis or the Challenger disaster or what have you. For me, it was Oklahoma City.
A recovering Pope Francis has been making public appearances leading up to Easter Sunday.
And it's whether or not we might see Pope Francis. We might see him on Easter Sunday. That's a big event, one that many say is too big for him to miss. And then, of course, J.D. Vance is in town. There's nothing on the books for the two of them to meet, but who knows?
CBS's Chris Libsay in Rome. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers win their third in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-3 win over the A's at AmFam Field. Caleb Durbin, called up from Nashville, made his major league debut with two hits on four at-bats, a run scored, and a big defensive play from his spot at third base. Game two of this series is tonight. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard back after just 1 month of treatments for a blood clot in his right leg. Lillard says the early warning signs were not easy to detect.
I mean, I was at dinner and I could, you know, usually if I have a strain, I could feel it when I walk. You know, I know what that felt like because I was familiar with it. But this, I was at dinner and my leg just felt swollen. You know, it was like super tight. So I think that was the toughest part throughout this entire time was, you know, that first couple of days when I first started to feel it, it was obvious that it was there. You know, I didn't know it was a blood clot. But once I found out that's what it was, I knew what it was, you know, why it was so sore and swollen. And that was kind of what led me to go to the team in the first place because I was just like, this ain't normal, you know.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. It's 42 right now.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Better sleep, less stress, or relief from pain after exercise. CB Distillery has a natural solution to help you. You don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. Visit CBDistillery.com. And use my promo code VIP to get up to 60% off, which is mind-boggling. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com. And when you check out, use that code VIP to get up to 60% off.
No name, no oath, just billionaires in boardrooms writing laws for both. They say it's for the people. Streamline and revise, but the Department of Government efficiency is a lie. They gutted every watchdog, rewrote every rule. The fox is in the hen house, and he's building up a school for loyalists and hackers with Putin on the line. Now whistleblowers vanish, and the rest just toe the line. Yeah, the Department of Government efficiency is a lie. Front for the billionaires reaching for the sky. They stole the soul of labor with a keystroke and a smile. Now they're watching from the shadows. They rig the die. Organize, his name just disappeared. Buried in a database, the oligarchs commandeered. 10 gigabytes of silence, one brave man defied. And drones are now his neighbors with notes that chill the spine. They don't need tanks, they don't need guns. They've got a lot. They fired the investigators, replaced them with their own.
Welcome back, 37 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've got something to I wanted to mention, and maybe a couple of corrections after that. But have you heard about the State Department now changing its mind about what it calls human rights?
No, I haven't.
Apparently the State Department, they make annual reports on what's going on in the rest of the world internationally regarding human rights, and they are removing critiques of abuses such as harsh prison conditions, government corruption, and restrictions on participation in political processes. So that just seems pretty worrying to me. I mean, it's like they're just going to totally ignore all of these things that are.
Where are you getting this, Clay?
You know, they're going to. NPR.
Mm-hmm. NPR, huh? Okay, yeah. Sean just said she's familiar with this, too. Okay, well, I've got to educate myself. Thank you.
Okay. It might be something you want to talk about. I don't know.
Yeah.
But couple of corrections. The first caller, he had said that 10 people, you know, around him and 100, looking at 100 people, there's a 10,000. No, it's 1,000. Sorry.
Yeah.
But and then Trump, I've seen him in pictures driving a golf cart. So at least he might be able to do that.
Yes. Yeah, the old soapbox derby thing. Yeah, there you go. Clay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
I'll check out the State Department stuff. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I just finished one Good Friday service across the Brooklyn Bridge on my way to another one in my home parish in the Bronx.
Oh, sweet.
I'm very...
You're an observant Catholic, huh?
Look at all the calm conversations you and I have had, and how I had to keep quoting scripture to correct these right-wingers. You remember that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what disturbs me really so much is what happened to Mr. Garcia. And then now you have a group occupying the White House. I'm not even going to call them an administration, and I'll explain why in a moment.
No, I call them a
regime. All this talk, well, yeah, you call it a regime. I'm calling it a criminal and terrorist organization. Mm. An administration would actually comply with actual law and order,
right,
and comply with legitimate court decisions. If you don't find something, a decision legitimate, that's what the appellate process is for.
Mm.
But then when you have a Supreme Court and 9-0 decision, that is bipartisan, conservatives and liberals, that tell you you are dead wrong. You've got to bring this person back. Mm. And now you're going to be defiant of that court order and give me some BS excuse saying, well, we can't bring him back. It's out of our hands. I say again, BS. You put him there. You bring him back out.
Yep.
So, and you want to, and the courts are going to be saying that they're considering holding the Trump regime in, what is that, in contempt?
Yeah.
I say to you, please do it. Hold them in contempt, even if it means locking them up.
Yeah.
No one is above the law, and it's time to start humbling these people. I don't ever want to hear this group utter the words law and order ever again. And likewise, I don't want to hear them utter anything about Christianity ever again.
Well, you know, Michael, they number one, they never meant Christianity. What they meant was, you know, Old Testament, Jeremiah, God's going to strike you down if you don't do exactly what we tell you to do, because we're the instruments of God, you know, number one. And number two, they never meant law and order when they said law and order. What they meant was give police the power to kick the crap out of black people. That's what they meant.
Oh, I know that. And that's why I am ranting the way I am. I have exposed them, as sure other callers have done so, and I'm really putting my foot down on it. And I think I'm so passionate about it because I'm so sick and tired, Tom, of my religion getting a bad rap because of these people's lies and blatant destructive actions. Just like we hate it when, I shouldn't use the word hate, forgive me, Lord. We don't like the fact that they want to claim themselves to be patriotic Americans. But I'll say this, Colin Kaepernick was far more patriotic when he took a knee during the national anthem. Thank you.
Yep. Amen. Michael, thank you very much. Great rant. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I don't mean to talk like this, but I'm going to keep it real. White people upset, Tom. They upset. I got a receipt for you. I got a receipt. I'm watching this town hall. I think it was Grassley in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy screamed out that he was, can I say the word pissed? Say he was pissed. Now, Tom, you have to understand the narrative. What was he pissed about? He was pissed that this guy was taken off the street and shipped down to a prison down in El Salvador. And what got me excited was, see, it ain't going to work, Tom, unless we care for somebody else. We got to care for each other.
Yeah.
And that was an example, to my way of thinking, to mine. Where it looked like we starting to care for somebody other than ourselves. And I was really impressed with that. And, of course, it was also interesting to me that Mr. Grassley had to stand up there and lie to them people. I mean, well, we can't do anything. I mean, we do prisoner exchanges, all kind of stuff. But anyway,
sure.
Hey, Tom, this is why I called you. This is why, now, you got to go back with me. We're making a movie here, Stephen King. Now, remember back when Spiro Agnew had to step down and then they brought in Gerald Ford?
Yeah,
and then
I remember
Nixon,
it well.
Like, okay, see, I feel like I can talk to you. Now, we might have that same scenario right here. They're not going to let Vance be the president, and I don't believe Trump's going to make it. He's just not going to make it. You know, you're talking about the tariff reversals. Watch this. I'm going to tell you why he reversed them tariffs. First of all, BRICS is growing faster than cancer. All right, Nike got hurt. Apple got hurt. Intel got hurt. John Deere, Caterpillar, Walmart, Best Buy. I'm sure I left somebody else out. Plus, we're not getting any more mineral imports from China, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso. I mean, this guy's messing things up, Tom. We're not producing anything in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. There's no manufacturing. People are upset. The country is in shock. So, and like that guy said, is the Carver, is the economy stupid, something like that. So, I'm not crazy, Tom, with the idea that something's going to have to happen to Mr. Trump. Now, we ain't got to go with no assassination. I got a way out. Got a way out. The brother got sick. He got sick. Nobody knows the record, right? And he couldn't manage no more. But before he stepped up to that, we got to do something advanced. And I'm going to ask you, who do you think that guy would be? We knew it was Gerald Ford when it came to Spiro Agnew. Who might it be with J.D. Vance that worked with me, Tom? Give me a name.
Oh, that's a good question, Morris. I hadn't even considered the thought. I'd have to think about it. By the way, last night, Louise and I were watching Bosch, you know, this TV series that it lives on the internet, and Titus Woodiver, and this, I think she's the prosecuting attorney for Los Angeles, the DA, playing that role. And she had this line that got repeated two or three times during the course of the show. It was, unless everybody counts, nobody counts, or words to that effect. And I thought it was just brilliant. You know, it's just an encapsulation of what's being missed by Trump saying, oh, yeah, we can, you know, we can just ship this guy off and he doesn't really count. He's just an immigrant. You know, unless everybody counts, nobody counts. It's just great.
Well, that impressed me because when you see a white man, don't get mad at me, Tom, standing up for a dark immigrant.
Yep.
We got a shot.
Yep.
We got a shot, Tom.
I agree, Morris. I agree. It's a good sign. It's a good sign. People are waking the hell up. Morris, thank you for the call. Always nice hearing from you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of the break here. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Take it back to mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be back with more of your calls. Hey, tax accountants, you've heard me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution, and Blue Jay is the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use. I can't believe the excellent quality of the research responses. What a huge load off my shoulders, end quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, a generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can save. Text my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. She just swears by it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get your free shipping. That's Vibrience. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom. Vibrience.com/Tom. And you're going to love this stuff. Vibrience.com/Tom.
The weight of the world had stolen my joys. I grabbed my coat, left my phone behind. Told myself it's time to unwind. The city fades as the highway bends. The air turns clean where the pavement ends. Go find your mountain, your valley, your stream, where the air feels lighter and your soul can dream. When the world feels heavy, let it all fall away. There's peace in the wild where the trees softly sway. I wandered to a forest.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
I wanted to follow up what I had mentioned earlier in the week, but also first start with a compliment for you and Louise. Thank you for giving yourself some credit and helping her write those songs. So are you familiar with Mark Russell and his day? He did a wonderful set of shows at the Shoreham in D.C.,
yeah, back in the day, he played the piano and did, or no, I'm thinking of Tom.
A lot of good political spoofs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so in that respect, I was wondering if you'd ever consider or maybe you have, getting interviewed by either Rachel Maddow or Colbert?
I'm always available. It's I feel
okay.
No,
I'm gonna send
no
that
courage,
off today then, because I think he needs that on a regular basis. It's a Mark Russell type musical way to do your political spoofs, and I think what you and Louise are doing is wonderful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I write the Daily Take for the day every afternoon. I'm typically done by around 5, and then I hand them off to Louise, and she spends half the evening, putting the songs together, and the whole next morning, and finally, writing the lyrics, and then getting the music right. And it's just amazing that we can turn this stuff around, in 15 hours or thereabouts. But
unfortunately, Trump's errors last a few more than a few days, so she could always recycle some of your comments from yesterday or the day before. And
yeah, well, that's what we're doing. I mean,
very timely songs.
Yeah, we've built this library of them, and of course, they're also available on Spotify and Apple Music and whatnot, and for free. You can just download them. I think some of them charge and some of them don't, but whatever. They're over at HartmanReport.com too. You can download.
Right.
Them.
So. Yeah, that's the first time I also did some research like Tuesday night before I made my comment on Wednesday. But what I was hoping for was maybe a good rant on the Libertarian Party, because the Project 2025 used a lot of their ideas. They wanted to go back to slavery, and that's why they're doing the DEI. So if you understand that the Libertarian Party, they just want the Defense Department and no other part of government.
Yeah,
and everything else can go to hell. So sorry, they'd like to get rid of that.
Yeah.
It used to be the post office and the Department of War, and they changed that at the Civil War to Department of Defense. And it'd be great if they then reinstate the contract the State Department has with the nonprofit peace, whatever, and we could go from Department of War, Department of Defense, to a Department of Peace.
Yeah, it was Dennis Kucinich's
subset of the State Department.
Perpetual rant. Yeah, he wanted a separate Department of Peace that would advise the President and Congress and whatnot on how to do peace. So, it's a noble idea. I think a very noble idea. Roger, I'm out of time. Thanks for the
comment
call.
About.
I'm sorry. I'm just flat out of time. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program and help make it possible. Thank you for your support, for letting our commercial station sponsors know you're listening, for letting our nonprofit stations, for financially supporting them and letting them know you're listening. Thank you. Get out there this weekend. Get active. Tag. You're it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/TA.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC. or tribal partner agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. In a late-night announcement, the Supreme Court blocks for now deportations of Venezuelans under an 18th-century wartime law. The court tells the Trump administration not to remove the Venezuelans, quote, until further order of this court. In an emergency hearing, District Judge James Boasberg declines to issue an order requested by the ACLU to block deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, saying he does not have jurisdiction.
More deportation flights could be imminent. Attorneys representing other foreign nationals have alerted judges more possible deportees are being readied from a Texas detention facility. Even as the courts continue to review how much due process these foreign nationals should receive before being sent to the prison in El Salvador.
Police are investigating the shooter's stepmother, a sheriff's deputy, the suspect in the deadly shooting of the Florida State